I'm speaking to Atty Willy, who runs Corals Kayaking on Mission Beach, where the passed overhead. Atty, can you describe what it was like as Yazzie came over?
It's been a little while that we've been in the cyclone system. It started this afternoon, and the winds tended to pick up. It was nice and clear this morning. Winds tended to pick up this afternoon, and by 8 o'clock, it was 8 o'clock in the evening, it was blowing very, very severely, and then it just got worse. As you can hear, sometimes it feels like there's a big scary monster trying to get in the house, and you can hear things rattling off down the road. It's been going on. It started, the serious wind started about 8 o'clock, and at midnight, just after midnight, we had a lull as the eye of the cyclone over the area. Most of the people who've lived in these areas who get cyclones before know that you have half an hour, whatever, while the eye's coming over. And it's the strangest thing to go outside and see the stars and the completely clear sky and no wind for half an hour before the wind starts again. And that's what we're going through now. So a lot of preparation. We had 2 days to get ready for it, so everybody battened down. A certain amount of camaraderie in the community before everybody locked down into their own homes.
You went out in the eye of the storm. What was the scene like?
Well, it's in the middle of the night over here, as I mentioned, but going out of the front door, there are bits of broken branches and things lying across. The first thing we noticed was that the electric wires that run us, the main wires, had fallen down, but that wasn't a big worry because all the electricity went off at about 7:30 here, so all of the wires, the main cabling that are taking electricity to people's houses, are lying on the roads, but they're obviously not live. So next door, looking over the garden next door, there are 3 palm trees down. Most of people's trees have taken a good battering if they haven't got pushed over. So we're halfway through at the moment. We've got a bit more to look forward to.
And fingers crossed for you. And
jokingly.
What are your arrangements like? Where are you kind of lasting out the storm? Is it just in your house, or have you got a special bunker or something, or a cellar?
No, we live probably about 50 metres from the beachfront, mm-hmm. and the storm surge was suggested to be up to 5 metres higher than a regular high tide, which would have meant that we had the water coming into the area where our house is. So at 8 o'clock, when we thought it was getting quite serious winds, we parted our house and went about sort of 150 metres up the hill, which is just a little way from us, and we're now staying with friends in a nice, solidly built brick house with a good roof on it, and not in any flood areas, because the storm surge that they're expecting with the cyclone, especially as we had a high tide early in the morning, could well inundate a few of the houses. And I suppose they went round people to leave their houses if they thought that they were in a flood area.
And you spoke preparation before. I mean, a lot of people, perhaps their only experience of a cyclone is in a film where you sort of see plywood being hammered over windows and various other undertakings.
That's exactly what it is, yes.
And is that how it is? What preparation have you done?
That's exactly what the sort of thing that happens. People who have beachfront or close to beachfront properties have great big bits of clay that they bring out. They've got it stored somewhere in their sheds or in the house and put them on the front of the houses. And if you haven't got that, people put masking tape across their windows. You go around the garden, anything that looks like it might become a missile when the winds pick up is stowed away. You collect water, batteries, everything. The electricity, last time we had a big cyclone here, we had 10 days when there was no electricity because so much of the cabling and everything had fallen down. Mm. So in the next sort of day and a half or 2 days at least, and then you might get some help from somewhere. But the roads at the moment, when the eye came over, went down a little way onto the road, and a lot of the roads will be impassable because of the trees that have fallen down. Where we are in Mission Beach, we're along a beautiful beach, but we're also quite close to rainforested areas as well. So lots of big trees that may fall down and damage the roads and things.
Okay. And just finally, then I'll let you get tucked up and safe. But the what you mentioned, the mood there, the camaraderie, what is the feeling? Are people scared, or has it brought out the kind of Australia's version of the Blitz spirit, if you like?
I think people are a little bit nervous, tentative, as it's coming in. Nobody knows whether, you know, some of the older house might be blown apart by this storm. It's certainly, you know, going to do a lot of damage. In the morning when the sun comes up, people will have lost their roofs and had major damage. Most of the people in the area where I have visiting friends and relatives who live on higher ground or are out of the storm surge area. And before lockdown, people were walking down to the beach from the beginning, the early bit of the cyclone this year, going down to the beach and having a look at the wind and the weather, and everybody's talking to one another as they go by. And, all right, you know, do you want a hand? For instance, we have a tractor that we take our kayaks down to the beach on. So yeah, if anyone needs to move a boat, that sort of thing, you help out. Our neighbour came and helped out. We went and stayed with them. In fact, at the moment, we're staying with an older lady who's on her own and was a little bit nervous. And so we're helping one another out. She's looking after us by putting us up somewhere nice. Glad for my big, strong husband and I being around to give her a bit more courage. So everybody works together, you know. And in the eye, when the eye came over, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour ago now, there were a few torches out on the street, and everybody's, are you all right? Are you okay? Everything all right? Oh, look, so-and-so's guttering down. So, yeah, we're a small village community. You know nearly all of the neighbours. It's not a big, sprawling town. It's a small community where most people know one another. So.
Okay. And, well, with that, Atty, I'll let you get back, and good luck for the rest of the storm, and hopefully we'll try and speak to you a bit later on, perhaps.
No worries. You're more than welcome. As I was saying, we're now going into the northern quarter of the storm for us, so it's not going to be as bad, hopefully, as the bit that we've gone through. But the wind's changed direction completely, so things that have been pushed in one direction now come back the other, so maybe a few more trees down. But thanks a lot. I do that in the morning. I'll go out and see if I can take some photos. Thanks a lot.
That'd be great. Thanks, Atty. Bye.
Bye. Bye.